I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 27th, 2026. The University of Kentucky Board of Trustees met Friday to discuss the recent appointment of their new law school dean. Lily Burris was at the meeting.
The University of Kentucky announced in March that Judge Gregory Van Tatenhove would be the new dean of the Rosenberg College of Law. On Tuesday, Governor Andy Beshear made comments criticizing the appointment without a vote from the Board of Trustees. In the trustees' meeting, board members discussed the situation and the potential to change UK standards for how appointments are made. That would include more oversight from the board and changes to meet accreditation standards set by the American Bar Association. Trustee L. Clark Williams spoke specifically of concerns about the appointment over objections from law school faculty.
This issue has exposed the need, I believe, to review and improve upon our governing rules to improve our process of shared governance.
A motion was passed to review, adjust, and revise the rules to give the Board of Trustees a chance to vote on future appointments. I'm Lily Burris in Lexington.
The Kentucky Center for Statistics reports the Commonwealth's labor force has declined by more than 11,000 workers over the first 2 months of 2026. Statewide unemployment has also slightly decreased during that time, but that's because Kentucky's labor force as a whole is shrinking. That means fewer people are actively looking for work. Mike Clark is the director of the University of Kentucky's Center for Business and Economic Research. He says slight dips in the labor force are common, and those numbers could just be normal, month-to-month fluctuations. But if that decline continues, it could be indicative of a larger trend.
One of the things that we always have to watch out for is there's noise in the data. We get revisions. We often see a month that maybe will change, and 1 month of change really isn't indicating a trend.
The center reports manufacturing jobs have been declining after a post-pandemic boost, with 2,100 less reported jobs than last February. But there have also been gains in the state's healthcare and education sector, with more than 4,000 jobs added over the past year. Following an environmental group's litigation, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has put protections in place along nearly 4,000 miles of river in 17 states, including Kentucky, as well as Tennessee and West Virginia, for four species of mussels. Derek Operly reports.
The snuffbox, spectacle case, sheep nose, and rayed bean mussels need clean, flowing rivers to survive. And these new protections, brought about following a 2018 lawsuit from the Center for Biological Diversity, officially designate a critical habitat for those mussels, which have been under the protection of the Endangered Species Act since 2012. This designation prohibits federal agencies and projects requiring federal permits from destroying or adversely modifying the mussels' habitats. A CBD release says that mussels like these endangered species are especially critical for freshwater ecosystems because they naturally filter food, sediment, and pollutants from the waterways. I'm Derek Operly in Murray.
The Louisville Ethics Commission's 2023 ruling against a Metro Council member has been upheld on appeal. At the time, the commission found Republican Anthony Piagetini violated multiple ethics laws when he negotiated a job with a nonprofit while supporting its bid for a $40 million grant from the city. A judge ruled Friday that the decision was supported by substantial evidence and the council member received due process. Piagetini disagrees, saying he's disappointed with the outcome.
There are parts of her decision that she basically just accepts what the Ethics Commission said and doesn't even acknowledge the counterarguments or why she's siding with them.
Piagetini said he doesn't plan to appeal the ruling. He believes he's already been vindicated since Metro Council members voted not to remove him from office. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen. Good day.